This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Helen Richmond, R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D, date of birth 2/25/1944. Dear Brian, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Richmond with stage 3B/4, chronic kidney disease, history of a right nephrectomy, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was July 25th of 2022. Since that time, in October of 2022, the patient had a non-obstructive right kidney stone removed, and the discomfort she was experiencing is now gone. She's feeling better. Her most recent creatinine was slightly higher than it had been. January 21st, it was up to 1.77. The patient denies any signs or symptoms of illness or any other symptoms of kidney stones at this time. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she feels like she empties well when she urinates. And she does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, and that is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, her weight is 199 pounds. That's 11 pounds less than it was 7 months ago. Pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 97%. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular. Abdomen soft, no ascites. Extremities, she has 2+ edema of her lower extremities, from ankles up to knees. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 21st of 2023. Her creatinine was 1.77. She does usually range between 1.3 and 1.7 when she's checked. Sodium 134, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 27, calcium 9.1, albumin 3.7, phosphorus 4, hemoglobin 13.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B/4, chronic kidney disease, with recent removal of left-sided kidney stone. 2, history of right nephrectomy. 3, hypertension well-controlled. 4, diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.